we're going to hop over to Patreon. Talk me through Fridays.
Okay. So, yeah, look, it's touch and go for B. And Coyle and Roxy are, like, terrified, basically, aren't they, that they've killed B.
I noticed they were walking around all week like they were murderers. And Coyle's like, we can't say anything. And Roxy's like, we're going to kill half the population with our kangaroo pies.
It's this beautiful combination of knowing that they're about to get caught or could potentially get caught and also collectively having the IQ of a rock. Just, we should not tell anyone. No, let's tell everyone. No, let's not tell anyone. It's fine. We got away with it. Stop mentioning it. And because, of course, we have that scene where Mackenzie in her role is, what is it, youth counsellor, assistant? Assistant
youth
counsellor.
She turns up dressed like Catherine Hepburn from the 40s going, I'm the youth ambassador.
That's it. And she's got a clipboard and she's going through and asking and you get the suspiciously specific denial of, oh, no, we definitely just, we source all of our food from all sorts of farmers markets. We just randomly pick mushrooms up off the ground out the back of the tram. What are you talking about?
Anyway, then B wakes up and Roxy's sitting at her bedside and she goes, B, I'm so sorry. I nearly killed you. I didn't realize you can't pick mushrooms. I'm such an idiot. And, like, you know, the mushrooms are turned into a gravy and then Tony gave it pie and blah, 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 blah.
So does Roxy even have a food handling certificate?
Does the tram even have a chef?
No.
But this tram needs to go out of business. Coyle's a handyman.
The tram needs like one of those Mrs. Max pie warmers and they just get the delivery once a week and then that's what you sell.
Yeah.
I was going to send you a photo a few months ago, Vaya, and I completely forgot to. So I'm glad that this happened to come up now. Because we've been in a lockdown here in Melbourne because of the pandemic. I haven't been outside of my home, outside of that 5 kilometer radius for months and months at a time. And so now that we can essentially go wherever we want, the other day I was like, you know what? I went to school as a kid in a town called Diamond Creek.
I was in Diamond Creek the other day.
I haven't been back to Diamond Creek, the old stomping ground, in a while. I'm going to go to Diamond Creek. I'm going to check out what's out there. And in the time that the pandemic's been on, they've built an entire new, like, adventure playground.
Oh, cool.
It's like a quiet, you drive up past behind the lawn bowls and there's this big adventure playground, which is vaguely, like, Gold Rush themed. There's, a prospector kind of statue there and there's all sorts of cool different, like, there's a water pump. Kids can pump water
with. Awesome.
And there's, like, it's sick. It's so big. There's, like, a really big, one of those zip lines, but you can sit on them. Very impressive.
Fun.
Triana, what is the jewel in the crown?
Oh, you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
So as you walk along past it, they've set up right at the very top of the hill, I guess, what would you call it? A pergola? Like a marquee? Kind of. But marquee makes it sound like it's temporary, but it's very, very permanent. A covered area with picnic benches that families can come and have their dinner. And inside this stunning area is a cafe that has been made out of a decommissioned tram.
W-class tram, just like the neighbours one.
Yeah,
like the neighbours one.
We 100% need to go there.
Well, that's from because the government gave away a heap of those trams to community groups and one went to neighbours and one went to this park.
So they have a legit, like, setup inside. Like, there's coffee machines.
That looks
and nice.
That looks like a better setup than the,
it does.
Than the 82.
We are 100% going there on an excursion. And I was in Diamond Creek the other day, but it was a really hot day and my friend invited me to swim in her pool. So I had only that on the brain, not the restaurant tram.
But you can go and kind of get that neighbors-inspired tram cafe vibe.
Can we go do a photo shoot there?
100%.
Can we, when we start our neighbors TikTok, which will be on my agenda soon, we'll go and recreate something. We'll go and recreate something there. Love it.
But we never did do our podcast from the actual 82.
No, I'm not as interested in being on public transport these days.
Good decision.
Maybe later.
Maybe post-pandemic. That's what our reward. And once we all get the jab, we can go and eat the actual 82.
Great goal. Goal setting. So she's fine. And do they come clean? Coxie?
Oh, no, because they're still wrapped with guilt.
Oh, come on, guys.
And then Levi comes out and he goes, oh, no, that was it B comes out? Was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't B comes out. Who's the
Levi's the boyfriend. Sheila?
Sheila comes out and is like, well, you wouldn't believe it. She said that she just picked up some mushrooms on the way home and shoved them in her face and didn't check to see if it was okay.
Yeah.
It's all Bee's fault, I guess, silly duffer. She just didn't know that they were toxic.
I guess she kind of street kid foraged. Maybe she just saw a mushroom and thought, oh, well, old time sakes.
So Bee has lied about where this...
To protect Roxy.
Oh, Bee.
Heart of gold.
Is Roxy worth that, hun?
Well, she doesn't have any other friends, does she?
That's sweet.
Bee's a sweetheart.
I mean, she's in hospital, but what a sweetheart at the same time.
Oh. But Roxy's rather lovely as well. Yeah. Like, it wasn't done with any malice.
Oh.
No, it was just
a lot of stupidity.
Carrying the idiot ball.
Did anything else happen in that episode, though? What about, was there Nicolette stuff going on? Was Jane trying to get the girls to talk to each other?
Okay, so
a few references to Bee's internal organs potentially shutting down.
Oh, shit.
Chloe and, well, Nicolette's still trying to patch things up with Chloe, and Chloe's just like, I don't have time for this. Stop lying to me. So, because Chloe's still holding a grudge that Nicolette didn't tell her about Hendrix gambling.
She lied for 12 hours about knowing about the blackjack.
It's a reach, this one.
12-hour lie, yeah.
But honestly, I think it was the straw that broke the camel's back on realizing that you got a toxic friendship.
Yeah. I did really enjoy the Chloe having a go at Nick.
Yeah.
Just going, Pierce said you're selfish and you seem pretty selfish. So
Yeah.
I liked it. Because Nicolette, off.
But then Chloe managed to see, like, this whole big long stream of messages from Ricardo, like abusive texts.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, this was.
Because what Nicolette is going to do is, so Jane got her a new lawyer. And
a third lawyer?
Yeah, a woman this time. So there's an actual competent lawyer this time. Maybe it's Bechdel.
Legal.
We love Bechdel.
And she has said, okay, we're going to counter-sue Ricardo for these, because of all these abusive messages.
Yes.
So
it fantastic. Might
just wipe the deck clean.
So, yeah, Ricardo is now not suing her?
He's abusing her. So I think at the moment it's at a stalemate.
I think there was a point where they said, oh, he's dropped the suit.
If you drop yours, he'll drop his.
Yeah. I think, I mean, that's what's that called? Deus ex machina kind of solution to it.
The third lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But it was very much that scene was around the thing of, oh, well, I could like delete and block his number, but the lawyers want it open so that they can get all of the evidence sort of thing.
Okay.
So she's still being subjected to
people's messaging.
That's what I was thinking. There's got to be a way to do it.
Yeah.
We'll just divert. Yeah, like, call forwarding or something. Forward it to the cops.
But at least turn off the actual audible notifications.
Bing bong.
Yeah. Who has them turned on anyway?
No.
Look at your phone right now. Do you have the volume on? Yes or no? It's set to silent, isn't it? Exactly, because you're sensible.
Well, I've got the volume turned on because I'm away from my infant.
Were you waiting for texts from your infant?
Yeah. He did actually. Oh, my God. He did with his foot the other day.
Mom!
He set my – you know how you can set your mood on Facebook?
Yeah.
He said that I was feeling cool.
Oh, that's so cute and also terrifying. Yeah. He's 8 months old.
With his foot. It was unconscious, but I claimed it. I've got to post that, actually.
Watch for that to be a plot line on Neighbours once Nicolette's had the boy's baby. The baby will accidentally, like, shove its toe onto something and like a post on Facebook.
Which my baby is not the right ethnicity to play this.
Whereas one of mine could have been.
This baby, yes. But my baby is the right age to play Gigantor Freddie Brennan. So watch this space. All right, back to the main pod.